Price Lewis was outraged that Pinkerton's book accused Scully and him of selling out Timothy Webster in Richmond. Lewis disputed his version of the operation. In 1906, William Pinkerton, who continued friendly correspondence with Lewis, published a pamphlet on the Richmond mission, writing that Scully had implicated Webster, but Lewis did not confess. Lewis married, had a daughter and son, and set up a detective agency in New Jersey and later in New York, which prospered for 30 years until client numbers eventually dropped. He contracted with a ghostwriter to write his account of working under Pinkerton, but they found no publisher. Lewis was denied a war pension because he remained a British citizen, so he did odd jobs for a New York lawyer and eventually relied on the charity of friends. By the turn of the century, he was gaunt and stoop-shouldered, living alone in a small attic room at 83 Jefferson Avenue in Jersey City that he rented for $6 a month. His wife and son had died. He was estranged from his daughter. Despondent over the denial of his war pension and barely able to feed himself, 80-year-old Price Lewis, on December 6, 1911, scribbled out a suicide note and boarded a train and then a streetcar to Joseph Pulitzer's World Building on Park Row in New York City. He took the elevator to the building's 16th floor, calmly climbed a flight of stairs to the observation platform at the top of its dome, and jumped, landing on the hood of a gray touring car. During his convalescence from the stroke, Pinkerton built a grand country villa he called the Larches on 254 acres of land he had bought 11 years earlier near the village of Onarga, south of Chicago.